newly crowned AMA 250 Motocross National Champion Cooper Webb. And Cooper, first of all, congratulations on the championship. Did you? How's it feel to be the champ this year?
Oh, thank you very much. No, it's awesome, you know, to be able to put all the hard work and stuff together for a motocross championship is definitely difficult to do. So stoked to be able to get it done and, you know, walk away with number one plate.
Motocross the Nations, you're going this year as a team captain. Is there any added pressure of being the captain with, you know, experience that you have and everything?
No, I wouldn't say pressure, just maybe more of a leadership role is, you know, what it means more, which is cool. You know, I was able to go last year for Team USA, and, you know, that was my first year, so I was able to learn a lot, and, you know, but Jason never going and Alex, you know, only going for Puerto Rico, you know, I think the roles fit well, so you know, I'm stoked to be able to, you know, be the captain and all that. But at the same time, you know, we're still there to do our part, and that's, you know, we all got to do our part. So you know, I'm excited. I think you know, with me racing last year, I'll be able to maybe help the guys with, you know, just some race strategy and stuff like that.
You're racing MX1, the 450s this year. Is that is that going to be something different for you to race the bigger bikes? Have you've done that before, haven't you, last year?
Yeah, last year I raced the 450, so, you know, I'm going to be racing the 450 again, so it's not too much different, just in a different class. So, you know, we'll have probably some different guys, but, you know, I'll be racing Fevre again this year for France, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be some, you know, a lot of other guys in the MX1 class with all the fast Europeans, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
You had a great battle last year with the French rider, and you know, are you looking forward to getting back and having another shot at that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think this year, you know, for me is, you know, I was learned the event last year, and now I can go and apply what I've learned and you know, almost get maybe some redemption or whatever you want to call it. But no, I think it'll be good. You know, it's not all about myself. Obviously, I need to go there and perform, but it's about the team and everybody has to play their part, and you know, that's what makes the event so unique.
Technically, is there anything different about the bikes that you're going to race versus the bikes that the European riders ride?
I'm not too sure. Obviously, I'm not there to see what goes out onto theirs, but I know we've improved our factory Yamaha quite a bit from last year, and you know, we have some new special parts and stuff on there that they didn't have last year, and that some of the American guys don't have right now, so I'm stoked with that. And you know, I've already been riding a little bit, and it's come a long way. So I'm very happy with what they've changed on the bike.
You know, this year some of the top riders, maybe because of injury, and maybe some not because of injury, decided not to race Motocross the Nations. What's your feelings on? Representing your country, and I mean, do you, if you're asked, are you always going to go, or do you think there's a time and place sometimes to let it, you know, to let it go?
Yeah, I wouldn't say really because of injuries. You know, there's everybody's riding right now. They might not be racing, but they're definitely riding. So there's definitely more to it. You know, it's a lot of politics involved. So, but at the same time, you know, for me, it's always an honor to get selected for Motocross of Nations, and you know, I'm just honored to be able to do it and be the team captain this year and be able to go represent our country and do the best we can.
What's your feeling about the team this year with you and Jason and Alex? I mean, how do you view the team?
I think it's definitely we're all really excited, and that's nice. You know, obviously I was only able to do it last year, but you know, the vibe already this year I think is a lot more up, and everybody's really excited and motivated, which is always nice. And you know, I think a lot of people are, you know, obviously whatever, everybody's gonna have their opinions on the team and whatnot, but I feel we're the best three available choices, and I think we're gonna go there and do our part. You know, I think with Alex strong ride this year, you know, obviously I've been racing against him, and you know, he's a bulldog. He doesn't ever give up, and you know, whether he gets a good start or a bad start, he's always going to come through the pack. And Jason's hasn't really been racing this year, but you know, I know he's been practicing a lot, and he's racing here at Indiana today, and you know, he's kind of the same way. Whether he gets a good or bad start, he's going to fight. And we all have fitness, we all have the speed, you know, so I think that's a nice thing, and I have confidence in us to be able to, you know, put it all together and really work as a team and get it done.
Team USA hasn't won in a while. Um, Do you relish the opportunity to possibly bring that trophy back to the United States?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think like I was saying, it's tough because it's normally at the, you know, it's always at the end of the year. So for everybody to be motivated is a huge importance, and that's what we have. So I think with a younger, you know, team with two of the guys never going before, they're gonna really bring that upbeat. And myself, you know, I've only gone, this is my second year going, and so I think honestly it's a really good situation to be in, and you know, I really want to definitely bring it back. For that'd be a cap of the year, you know. I've won the Supercross Championship and I've won the Motocross Championship, so if we can go and win the Denaisons, that's just the icing on the cake.
What's your relationship with your teammates?
My teammates, it's great. You know, I've known Alex, you know, since he turned pro. I've kind of always talked to him, but obviously this year with him being on my team, we've really got to know each other a lot. He trains with Gareth Swanepoel and myself, so we've really got to know each other really well and train together and ride together, and we'll be doing a lot of, you know, riding and training leading up to Denaisons together, so that'll be cool. And then I've known Jason for same amount of time pretty much since I turned pro, and you know, I haven't really seen him at the races, but you know, I hang out actually with him, you know, when we're in California and stuff like that. And so it's a really good, you know, relationship. And I think we're, Jason and Alex, I'm not sure how well their relationship is, but I think they're, you know, the time we've already spent together, it's going well, and we're all on the same page, and you know, we all have that understanding, and you know, we all know our roles. So I think it's a really good relationship, and you know, I think the three of us involved, we all are going to work well together.
Last question, Cooper, any predictions for the Motocross of Nations this year?
I think we're going to go win. You know, that's the goal, and I think we'll be bummed if we're not anything but that.
Thanks very much, and have a great race out there.
Yeah, thank you.